Welcome to the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Thank you for joining us. Get ready for today's encouraging truth from God's Word. Genesis chapter 45 and verse 5. The background of the story, Joseph's brothers who had sold him into slavery years earlier have come down to Egypt. They've asked for food, and now they're back again asking for food, and Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. Verse 5, when Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, he says this, "Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." Notice what he says to his brothers. "Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves." We as people, many times we realize when we look back on decisions that we've made, sometimes it's just a few minutes ago, sometimes it's the day before, the week before, the month before, many years back, we look back and we live with regrets. I don't know anybody who has it at one point or another expressed a regret that they live with about a decision that they made. Now, the problem with making decisions that we regret later on, we tend as human beings to think about these decisions and think about bad choices over and over and over and over in our head. And we say, "Man, I could just kick myself for that. Oh, I can't believe that I made such a stupid decision and did such and such." Now, Joseph is standing in front of his brothers. His brothers are begging for food, and Joseph has the power to have them taken out and their heads chopped off their body, just cut off, just like that, because he is the second most powerful person in Egypt, and they're begging for corn from Joseph to go back and feed their families. Joseph says to them, "Hey, look, I'm your brother Joseph. Now hold on. Don't get mad at yourselves. Don't get angry at yourselves. Don't want to go out and kick yourselves. Therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither." Well, what was he saying? He was saying, sometimes God takes those bad decisions we've made in the past and he turns them into something good. Hold on a minute. You mean that God, who forgives our sins, sometimes takes bad things in our life and turns them around for something good? Yeah. Look what he said. "God did send me before you to preserve life." God did send me before you to preserve life. It's really hard when you're in the valley. I understand this in life, and you may be in a valley right now. I understand it's really hard when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're having to think really hard about a decision you made, and it looks like everything went south on you. You made a financial investment and you lost everything. You thought this was the right move. You move your family across the country. You get settled down into a new job and you're not there a couple months and you realize, "Oh, that was the worst decision I could ever make." Do you know that God takes decisions like that that we make and he turns them around? He turns them into something good. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. They thought they were getting rid of their problem. Their problem now that they thought they got rid of is so big and powerful in their life. When he stood there as a little boy and said, "The sun and the moon and all the stars bowed down to me." And they're like, "What a doofus. What kind of person thinks we're going to bow down to this little runt over here?" And guess where they were? Bowing down to that little runt, who was the second most powerful person in their world as a human being. Yep, that's right. And then he says, God did send me. You see, Joseph had learned to identify what was his valley had really become a breadbasket for his family. Sometimes you and I will go through valleys and we don't understand it, but if we'll just hang in there long enough, stay faithful to God, keep trusting Him, keep waiting on Him, keep knowing that the God of this universe is bigger than this valley. And if He takes me through the valley, He goes right there with me, and He started in the valley with me, and He'll come out the other side with me because He is God. Christian, don't be grieved or angry with yourself for past regrets. Hold on, trust God long enough, and watch and see how He turns those decisions you've made that you could just kick yourself for into something good in your life. Thank you for joining us today for the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Please explore our website for more encouraging truth from God's Word.